This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is directly rebutting former U.S. President Donald Trump's false claims that Pence somehow could have overturned the results of the 2020 election. Pence said Friday in a speech to the Conservative Federalist Society in Florida that the former president is simply wrong. That's his word when he says Pence had the right to unilaterally, quote, overturn the election. Pence is responding to Trump's intensifying efforts this week to advance the false narrative that he could have done something to prevent Joe Biden from taking the office of the presidency. While Pence has previously defended his actions on January 6th, the remarks on Friday mark his most forceful rebuttal of Trump to date. China officially launched the 2022 Winter Olympic Games with the opening ceremony Friday at Beijing's iconic National Stadium, also known as the Bird's Nest. It's the site of the ceremonies for the 2008 Summer Olympic Games. Friday's opening ceremony was led by President Xi Jinping, who announced the official opening of the Games, along with International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach. They were joined by other world leaders, most notably Russian President Vladimir Putin. Xi was also joined by World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Beijing's locked-down Winter Games are aimed at showcasing its power under a global spotlight. But diplomats from the United States, Britain, and Canada are boycotting the Games to protest China's human rights record. In particular, they object to what they say is the genocide of some 1 million Muslim Uyghurs in China's far western Xinjiang province. This is VOA News. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany, according to the U.S. military's European command on Friday. A spokesperson said these are the first of 2,000 soldiers to arrive in Europe following the Pentagon's announcement of additional forces moving from the United States to Europe in support of our NATO allies. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. In a surprising burst of hiring, America's employers added 467,000 jobs in January. It was a sign of the economy's resilience, even in the face of a wave of Omicron infections last month. The government's report also drastically increased its estimate of job gains for November and December by a combined 709,000. Unemployment rose slightly from 3.9% to 4%, mainly because more people began looking for work, and not all of them found jobs right away. The strong hiring gain for January shows how eager many employers are to hire, even as the pandemic continues. A faction that played a leading role in protests in the uprising that toppled Sudan's former President Omar al-Bashir in 2019 said on Friday it was refusing to meet the UN special representative to Sudan. In a statement on Twitter, the Sudanese Professionals Association also accused United Nations officials of failing to condemn Sudan's October 25th coup and siding with military leaders. In recent weeks, the United Nations has been holding consultations in an effort to help achieve a negotiated solution to Sudan's political crisis. Security forces have cracked down on frequent mass protests against military rule since the coup, and at least 79 civilians have died, according to medics aligned with the protest movement. Madagascar has put six of its regions on high alert as tropical cyclone Batsirai is forecast to hit the Indian Ocean Islands east coast on Saturday with intense winds of 195 kilometers per hour, this according to government officials. Residents across the island are stocking up on groceries and securing their homes as much as possible before the storm lands. About 4.4 million of Madagascar's 28 million people are at risk, with nearly 600,000 expected to be directly affected, more than 150,000 likely to be displaced, according to officials. Marissa Melton, VOA News.